nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Raising my children, grandchildren, and being part of a very close family, very proud of my heritage, which is, I say, Filipino, Japanese, Chinese. But mainly, I grew up in the Larrakia, the Aboriginal community.
Sa edad na 75 anyos, ipinagpapatuloy ni Bilawara Lee ang kanyang misyon sa buhay na panatilihing buhay at umuusbong ang wika at kultura ng Larrakia.
I'm a little brown-skinned old lady now with a disability, but I will keep fighting to make it better for my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Because more of us stand up, and you get them in your community, men and women, don't matter, they're willing to take the bruises and continue to argue for change.
Kilalang mabilis mag-isip at matalas magsalita. Si Dr. Bilawara Lee, na giliw ding tawaging Auntie B at Lola B, ay nasa harapan ng pakikipaglaban para mapanatiling buhay ang wika, kultura at tradisyon ng Larrakia. Ang Larrakia ay isang pangkat ng mga katutubong Australiano mula sa loob at paligid ng Darwin sa Northern Territory. Sila ang may pinakamatagal na petisyon sa pagbawi ng lupain o land claim sa nasabing teritoryo. Si Lee ang Larrakia Academic in Residence sa Charles Darwin University at tumanggap ng Order of Australia Medal ay bahagi ng kilalang pamilyang Aboriginal Filipino at ang pinakamalaking angkan ng Larrakia ang pamilyang Cubillo.
Grew up really closely knowing my heritage. But when I was born in 1950 in Darwin, I'm old. There were not many Filipino people in Darwin. I had family. Mm-hmm. My great-grandfather came over for pearling. Mm-hmm. Juan Cubillo from Bohol. And he married Lily, my grandmother, great-grandmother. She was beautiful. And the love story is a real love story. They had children, lots of children.
Ibinahagi ni Lee ang kuwento ng mag-asawa na nagkaroon ng anak at nagtatag ng kani-kanilang buhay sa Australia. Nakaramdam ng matinding pangungulila sa sariling bayan si Juan at ninais bisitahin ng mga kamag-anak sa Bohol.
But he had to go back to the Philippines, see her family, and you know, he'd been away a long time. And when he was there, World War II broke out and cook it back. He couldn't come back, so ended up dying without coming back to Liddy or all her grandchildren, all the children. So really sad, tragic love story. But from then, in Darwin, Liddy had all the kids. They grew up, worked and had families.
Kwento pa ni Lee na ang lahat ng mga anak ni Juan at Lily ay lumaking mababuti at nagkaroon na ng sariling mga pamilya. At kahit na napakikling panahon lamang ang nakasama ng mga anak na Cubillo ang kanilang ama, ipinagpatuloy nila ang pagpapayaman sa mga tradisyong Pilipino na ipinamana sa kanila.
They started the first ever band in Darwin, Rendalia. The Cubillo boys did that. And I learned as a child, I didn't learn Larrakia dancing or Aboriginal dancing, I learned the stick dancing and the fan dance and all those things. And I grew up with my uncles getting pigs, doing dinagong, adobo.
Wow.
I know all those dishes. But I didn't learn the language. None of us did because great-grandfather went back over there.
Mm-hmm. But the culture, the food is...
Oh,
what is your favorite?
Adobo, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lechon.
Yeah, the pig. Not for the bypass, but...
I'm fine. I eat it. Dinagwang many young Filipino people, but it's yummy.
Yeah, same.
It's really yummy.
Bagamat patuloy na pinapahalagahan ng pamilyang Cubillo ang kanilang pinagbulang Pilipino, sinabi ni Lina ang kanyang panghabang buhay na gawain ay nakasentro sa pagtiyak na magpapatuloy ang wika at kultura ng Larakia.
For many years, I've traveled and spoke at festivals and conferences, but you can only speak to so many people at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. And I'm 73 now, of 75. So I thought, what's the better way to get across to bigger ones?
Dahil nais na maabot ang mas malaking komunidad, sumulat si Lee ng mga makukulay na aklat na may mga larawan para sa mga bata at gumawa ng isang serye ng podcast tungkol sa kultura at wika ng Larakia.
Get to do more modern media,
mm-hmm,
with the help of my nephews and nieces, yeah, and grandchildren. Because they're very ancient wisdoms, and all cultures got them, that can teach young ones how to live a better life than what society is at the moment. I've got a mantra, look back for the future. You know, I do keynote speaks for students about, you know, your grandparents weren't wrong. You'd be, you know, kind, respectful, modest, and you will succeed in life.
Pagdating sa dedikasyon, nakatuon si Lee sa pagtataguyod ng tradisyon ng Larakia sa loob ng campus at sa pagbuo ng isang Larakia master plan para sa pamahalaan ng NT.
I developed a Larakia master plan,
mm-hmm,
for the NT government. I want to see street names, suburbs, buildings with Larakia names. MOU said that would have a full-time, permanent Larakia person,
mm-hmm,
here on campus. So that's the role came of that. That finished many years ago. Mm-hmm. They just,
brilliant.
I think they like me here. Continue on.
Yeah. Why is it so important to have someone like you here in Charles Darwin University?
I do all the welcome to countries, I meet and greet dignitaries. They see me as an ambassador. So I involved with the curriculum. I don't do pastoral care or actual teaching. Although when the new medical centre opens up, because in my culture, I'm a Gadak Minbar Bali, a spirit doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My book, Spirituality and Healing, I don't know what to call in Philippines.
There are different in healing.
Healer.
Yeah.
Healers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have in the medical program, teach about traditional healing.
Ang Gurdiminba Bali ay ang katawagan sa Larakia para sa spirit doctor. Bukod sa pagiging isang manggagamot, ang isang Gurdiminba Bali ay guru din ng espiritualidad ng mga Aboriginal.
I like to think I've made an impact and change in the health and education systems in the NT. For the benefit of First Nations people. And the flow on for that, particularly the hospital, is transferable to Filipino people, Muslim people, people of different ages, genders, political backgrounds, religions.
Bukod sa kanyang mga nakamit, ang naging pagkakakilanlan kay Lee o Auntie B o Lola B ay ang kanyang kakayahang manghikayat at ang kanyang pagiging prangka.
They call me the Velvet Steamroller.
Is that supposed to be a good compliment?
That's good. Many people coming from a Western ecocentric, mm-hmm, point of view that things should be a certain way. No, they don't have to be. You know, in the end, I say, you know, this is Larakia country first.
Mm.
We did it this way. You came lately, John and Luke come lately. You don't tell us our way is not your way is better than mine.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Nikki Gregorio at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.